Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. A severe winter storm is gripping the middle of the country with sub-freezing temperatures, snow, and ice. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Aravec says storm warnings are posted from Texas to Maine.
It's been a very cold air mass, and there's been numerous record low temperatures and record low high temperatures recently. And this cold air has been pretty stubborn to move and doesn't look like it's going to be moving for several more days.
The entire state of Texas is dealing with some combination of bitter cold, ice, and snow. Nearly 2.7 million customers are without power. The number of newly confirmed coronavirus infections in the U.S. each day continues to fall. Yesterday brought nearly 65,000 new cases. That's about a quarter of the peak. As numbers fall in some states, so too are some restrictions. But NPR's Allison Aubrey reports public health experts say it's too soon to lift mask mandates.
A number of states have lifted their statewide mask mandates, including Montana, Iowa, North Dakota, and Mississippi. And though cases are dropping, there's concern about the more contagious variants. The UK strain is spreading in the U.S. and may be more virulent. Over the weekend, scientists pointed to multiple new variants identified in the U.S. Meanwhile, there are still up to 3,500 deaths from coronavirus a day, and CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said on NBC, people need to maintain vigilance.
We need to all take responsibility to decrease that community spread, including mask wearing, so that we can get our kids and our society back.
Walensky says reducing community spread is key to reopening schools. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
For the first time since the pandemic began last year, a special enrollment period for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act opens today. Millions lost their insurance when they lost their jobs. Critics of Facebook are weighing in on whether former President Donald Trump should be allowed back on the social network. NPR's Shannon Bond reports an outside panel of experts will decide.
The Facebook Oversight Board, funded by the social network, says it's received more than 9,000 comments on Trump's suspension. Facebook booted the former president in January after pro-Trump extremists attacked the Capitol. Many researchers and civil rights groups say the ban is justified because of Trump's efforts as president to undermine the election and encourage violence. A submission from Republican lawmakers accuses Facebook of bias against conservatives. Columbia University's Knight First Amendment Institute says the board should hold off on any decision until Facebook commissions an independent study of the role its platform played in the insurrection. The board has until April to reach a decision. Facebook is among NPR's financial supporters. Shannon Bond, NPR News.
This is NPR. As of today, all non-essential travelers crossing from the U.S. into Canada over land will have to show proof of a negative coronavirus test, and the test has to be have been taken within 3 days before arriving at the border. Then all visitors will have to quarantine in Canada for 2 weeks, though most truck drivers and medical staff are exempted. German police have turned back thousands of people along its borders with the Czech Republic and Austria. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports the policy is aimed at preventing the spread of new coronavirus variants.
Germany has refused entry to about 5,000 people along both borders since the controls were introduced on Sunday. Only German citizens and residents, as well as truck drivers, transport and health service workers, and a few others are allowed to enter. All of them are required to show a negative coronavirus test. The border controls have prompted strong criticism from Austria, but a spokesman for German Chancellor Angela Merkel defended the temporary measures, saying they're preventing the spread of the British and South African variants of the coronavirus. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
Wall Street is closed for the President's Day holiday, but in Japan, the Nikkei Index hit a 30-year high on news that the Japanese economy grew at a nearly 13% annual pace in the last quarter of the year. Analysts attribute the growth to strong corporate earnings reports and optimism about COVID-19 vaccine rollouts. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.